They were communists, and they were disciplinarians. The discipline that they would enforce would make good troops. Lister was murderous in discipline. He was a true fanatic, and he had the complete Spanish lack of respect for life. In a few armies since the Tartars' first invasion of the West, were men executed summarily for as little reason as they were under his command. But he knew how to forge a division into a fighting unit. It is one thing to hold positions. It is another to attack positions and take them. And it is something very different to maneuver an army in the field, Robert Jordan thought as he sat there at the table. From what I have seen of him, I wonder how Lister will be at that once the dual controls are gone. But maybe they won't go, he thought. I wonder if they will go, or whether they will strengthen. I wonder what the Russian stand is on the whole business. Gaylord's is the place, he thought. There is much that I need to know now that I can learn only at Gaylord's. At one time he had thought Gaylord's had been bad for him. It was the opposite of the puritanical, religious communism of Velázquez 63, the Madrid palace that had been turned into the International Brigade headquarters in the capital. At Velázquez 63, it was like being a member of a religious order, and Gaylord's was a long way away from the feeling you had at the headquarters of the 5th Regiment before it had been broken up into the brigades of the new army. At either of those places, you felt that you were taking part in a crusade. That was the only word for it, although it was a word that had been so worn and abused that it no longer gave its true meaning. You felt, in spite of all bureaucracy and inefficiency and party strife, something that was like the feeling you expected to have and did not have when you made your first communion. It was a feeling of consecration to a duty toward all of the oppressed of the world, which would be as difficult and embarrassing to speak about as religious experience, and yet it was authentic as the feeling you had when you heard Bach, or stood in Chartres Cathedral, or the cathedral at Leon, and saw the light coming through the great windows, or when you saw Mantegna and Greco and Bruegel in the Prado. It gave you a part in something that you would believe in wholly and completely, and in which you felt an absolute brotherhood with the others who were engaged in it. It was something that you had never known before, but that you had experienced now, and you gave such importance to it, and the reasons for it, that your own death seemed of complete unimportance, only a thing to be avoided, because it would interfere with the performance of your duty. But the best thing was that there was something you could do about this feeling, and this necessity, too. You could fight. So you fought, he thought. And in the fighting soon there was no purity of feeling for those who survived the fighting and were good at it. Not after the first 6 months. The defense of a position or of a city is a part of war in which you can feel that first sort of feeling. The fighting in the Sierras had been that way. They had fought there with the true comradeship of the revolution. Up there, when there had been the first necessity for the enforcement of discipline, he had approved and understood it. Under the shelling, men had been cowards and had run. He had seen them shot and left to swell beside the road, nobody bothering to do more than strip them of their cartridges and their valuables. Taking their cartridges, their boots, and their leather coats was right. Taking the valuables was only realistic. It only kept the anarchists from getting them. It had seemed just and right and necessary that the men who ran were shot. There was nothing wrong about it. Their running was a selfishness. The fascists had attacked, and we had stopped them, on that slope in the gray rocks, the scrub pines, and the gorse of the Guadarrama hillsides. We had held along the road under the bombing from the planes and the shelling when they brought their artillery up, and those who were left at the end of that day had counterattacked and driven them back. Later, when they had tried to come down on the left, sifting down between the rocks and through the trees, we had held out in the sanitarium, firing from the windows and the roof, although they had passed it on both sides, and we lived through knowing what it was to be surrounded until the counterattack had cleared them back behind the road again.